A recent report claims special mouthguards and helmets marketed to reduce concussions may not actually provide any additional protection for football players. The Innovation Trail's Ashley Hertzel reports on findings from a 2012 study that followed nearly 1,500 high school athletes for a season.
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin followed the football players in grades 9 through 12 at 36 high schools across the country. They compared players wearing custom-fitted mouthguards and helmets with those wearing off-the-shelf gear. Nearly 10% of the players they tracked experienced injuries during the season. Medical director of the University at Buffalo Concussion Management Clinic, John Letty, explains the findings of the report.
And what they found over that year was that there was no difference in the incidence of concussion whether you had a new helmet or an old helmet or by helmet brand. And interestingly, the kids who had the custom mouthguard made actually had a higher incidence of concussion than the ones who had just the store-bought kind.
The study says that consumers should be cautious of manufacturers' claims that their products offer a higher level of protection.
The best thing that to tell kids and their parents about equipment is that when you're playing football, you should have a helmet that fits well and that they wear it properly all the time and that they wear some sort of mouth guard to protect their teeth.
Letty agrees there's no current evidence that any piece of equipment is better than another at reducing the risk of concussion. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.